Right now, we're going to talk about tomorrow being Giving Tuesday. Why is it the season and the day, really, in this time to give generously to those nonprofits? Somebody who can give us a little insight is Rachel Hutchison. She's the VP of Corporate Citizenship and Philanthropy with Blackbaud joining us. Good morning, Rachel. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Hey, great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about this Giving Tuesday that came out as one of those things that happened after, you know, Black Friday, and they realize, you know, days for people maybe to look, you know, at those people who need help. And a lot of times during the holidays, we look for organizations to maybe to donate to. Why is this really a good time to get involved? And what do nonprofits really need at this time?
Yeah, so Bruce, so Giving Tuesday came out of a wonderful group of people, and Blackbaud was a founding partner of it, who said, you know, look at this. We've got Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so a whole lot of consumerism going on right at the beginning of the giving season, and why don't we shift the focus to giving back? And so Giving Tuesday is celebrated the Tuesday after Thanksgiving in the U.S., although it is celebrated around the world, and basically it's for everyone. It's for nonprofits, individuals, companies, cities, communities, and the idea is that you do something to give back, whether it's money to a nonprofit or amplify your voice or you serve. It's a day that's all about giving and hopefully then spurs a whole lot of generosity through the end of the year.
How important is this time, especially for nonprofits?
Oh, this is a really important time for nonprofits. Fundraising seasons in the U.S., usually in the fall, is when nonprofits raise a lot of the money that they need to provide critical services. So this really is a wonderful moment not to wait until the end of the year. A lot of people give at the very, very end of the year before it switches over to New Year's. So giving a little bit earlier can be really helpful.
How do we know the best way to give, or especially if we're trying to do some sort of donation, that we're getting it to the right people and not just being, you know, scammed? You know, that type of things happens at this time of the year too as well.
Sure, sure it does. It's usually a few people who scam give everybody else a bad name. But, you know, give to the organizations that you feel close to, that you care about in your community. You know, when I talk to people, almost everyone has a certain passion, whether it's helping animals or helping children with cancer or helping the environment. And they know organizations in their communities already, and they might actually already volunteer for them or volunteer through their kids' schools. And so you pick the ones that you care about, and you can always look on their websites, look at their IRS Form 990 is the form that says that they're legitimate, and it's pretty easy to tell if you know them. If you don't know them, you might want to check them out.
And what about sort of doing this as maybe a family project or bringing children along just to sort of get them into the understanding of it's good to help others?
Sure. Giving back is always a wonderful thing to do with your family. I know I have two kids who were raised that way. And, you know, whether you're going out and doing something together, like serving a meal over a holiday, or sitting down with your kids and giving them a certain amount of money that they choose to give back today and allow them to make the choice, something that they're passionate about. I know that at Blackbaud we have a lot of people with families who ask us to help them point that in the direction, that direction. They don't want to just give back themselves. They want to share that with their children, with their parents, and with their communities.
This is really something that exploded because of social media, right? I mean, you're able to do that hashtag Giving Tuesday, and it's something that it reminds people. They wake up that day, they see it, or they just kind of sort of get swept up.
Sure. So, yeah, Giving Tuesday is about every different kind of giving, whether it's online or offline, but social media plays a huge part of it. And I know if you've been looking at your inbox like I have over the last week, you've probably been getting emails from nonprofits or organizations you care about who are saying, give to us on Giving Tuesday. So there's a lot of email traffic. You'll also see a lot on Twitter, Instagram, lots of different social media channels saying, remember us on Giving Tuesday. And that one hashtag is used by everyone because it's a movement. Any organization can join in. So very, very social media led. You'll see a lot of traffic going on in the next day.
If people want to, I guess, find out more, get other information, or where's a good place maybe to kind of focus this a little bit?
So the GivingTuesday.org website is a great place to look. There are lots of different resources for anybody who wants to get involved. So, you know, go out there and you'll see lots of free toolkits that are open source for everyone to be able to decide how they want to give back this Giving Tuesday.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time, Rachel. Rachel Hutchison with Blackbaud, talking a little bit about Giving Tuesday, which is coming up tomorrow. But give on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, any day of the week.
That's right. You can give any day of the week.
Right. Rachel, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.